comes in. I want you guys to work this out.
Can I just talk and you listen for a few minutes?
Yes.
Teresa, I don't really care.
Listen, I'm not a stupid girl. I'm a f***ing lawyer.
So if you're not a stupid girl, f***ing stand up for yourself.
Was there smoke, there's fire?
She's saying where there's smoke, there's fire. What am I going to say? What am I going to say? I'm having a freak out.
I'm not engaging in this. I need you to admit this was a lie. I don't give a shit about that.
You bitch.
I win.
You're a f***ing go f***
yourself. Ours is not the same thing.
You. What happened?
Her,
what happened?
She
what
brought
happened?
Up my daughter. What she's
happened?
A f***ing...
What happened? What happened?
She's disgusting. She's a...
No, I...
Wow.
What the actual see you next Tuesday was that?
I mean, we can say it, right?
Oh, fuck. Cunt. After the initial cunts, when she went on her little
cunt rampage.
Yeah, she said an additional six cunts. I counted
six
twice.
Cunts.
See, after the you're a cunt, then it was cunt. Wow, Bethany, wow, huh?
So funny. And they bleeped it, but the episode title, See You Next Tuesday, so everyone can figure out what it is.
I know, it was so good.
Oh my God,
it was so good. All right, so.
Oh, I mean, welcome to Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo. We're covering Jersey.
Oh, as if we wouldn't. Jersey gives so much.
I love how trashy it is.
Oh, hell, you know me. I love Wogs on TV. I've always said it. I love Wogs on TV.
You've always said it? Yep.
They are just, you know, don't get me wrong. These people aren't specifically my people, but many of my people are these people.
Yeah.
Oh, totes.
I just love the trashy factor, the family factor.
Try sitting at a family like barbecue where there's like 200 people and you just watch it happen as people get more drunk. And you just sit back and laugh until someone throws something and then you get the F out of the way. Because I don't know about others, my particular livestock of wog, whelk, that when they start rumbling, they don't care what furniture, what old person, what baby's in the way. They it's so entertaining.
And with Jersey, tempers run hot.
Yeah.
Things escalate so quickly.
These guys are like already sitting at a 10. So getting a 20 ain't that hard. Like Teresa's like, she's hypervigilant, man. That's all I'm saying.
And I love that this episode, they tease something at the start. They do the 3 days, but it's not like eight episodes to build to it. It's this episode.
It's this whole episode, yes. And yeah, as we just heard, there's no point talking that out other than moving straight into the 3 days earlier. So as soon as I see those titles of Hooked. However many days or weeks earlier, I'm like, something's going down.
And
like,
so
obviously
glad.
We know what goes down, but we also know that there's more before and there's more after.
Uh-huh.
So 3 days earlier, we're at Jackie's and we get confessional straight away. I love that.
And this whole episode was just so quick.
It was.
It finished and I was like, surely it's only been 20 minutes.
Well, I was also thinking, and I suppose we'll touch on that later, that I'm wondering if because of the corona, Jersey is less episodes as well. So they're just jamming it in. I've got to say, unlike... what's the other one we just fucking did?
Potomac.
Like, if these chicks spend 4 days at a lake house, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So we're at Jackie's. We get her confessional. Oh, bless. She admits she hates cleaning so much. She was crying every time she had to clean her toilets during lockdown.
No.
Boo,
I don't feel sorry.
Boo for you.
And then it cuts to her in the pool in a basketball court. I was like, you poor bitch.
Well, that's the point. She's not a poor bitch.
But poor us in lockdown, not with those features.
I know. I'm sitting there going, bitch, I clean my toilet every week. I've never not cleaned my own toilet. I got three of them.
How gross is it to cry while doing it?
Maybe just wear a mask. I don't know. Maybe.
Evan's dropping some stinkers.
I was going to say, how much are your boys and Evan clogging the loo? Is it that? And you know what? Your kids are old enough. Give them a toilet brush and a mask and teach them how to clean the fucking toilet. Again, she's not the wog. So.
No, she's not. And I didn't feel sorry for her.
No.
And I must say,
hell no.
Last season, I was sort of like a bit meh on Jackie, but this episode, I quite liked what she did at the end.
I enjoyed Jackie this episode. She came to play.
She came to play.
She came
She's
to
always
play.
Been stepping on Teresa's neck, and that's what we need.
She has. And I think, I don't know, I wonder if during COVID you have this whole, like, I want to see people.
Mm.
And then when you do, you're just like, oh, you're not copping shit. Like, I don't know about you, but during the COVID, I'm just like, if I am deigning to leave the house,
yes,
I want a good motherfucking time.
Yep.
I'll play by the rules. Like, I'm not going to be dancing on a table.
Mm.
But it's like, don't come to me with your shit. Mm-hmm. It's been a shit year. Yeah, I know. I have a puppy and she's on my lap and she's so fucking cute.
So cute.
Do you want to hold the puppy?
Yeah.
Here you go. You can hold the puppy. So then apparently she and Evan are getting ready for a birthday party they're throwing for Evan, which is basically the first time these people are leaving their, I want to say houses, but let's say compounds.
Yeah.
Since the lockdown in their area.
And she said later that, you know, it's a 46th birthday, but she's decided that she's going to celebrate whatever she can celebrate because after lockdown her perspective's changed. And I get it.
I get that too. I get that. I'm up for that. And then just we do little quick cuts at everyone's house. We're at Melissa's and she and Joe are doing the same thing. They're getting ready for Evan's. Well, I was going to say they're getting ready for Evan's party, but really Melissa's getting ready and Joe's just schlubbing on the couch, stuffing his face with popcorn.
I love Joe.
I fucking love Joe. Seriously. I hope the man gets, like, a decent salary. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he got a confessional and they get paid for that, right?
Okay, so we're doing a podcast. What the fuck are you doing on your phone?
I just want to take a selfie.
You're taking a selfie with my puppy while we're doing a podcast.
It looks like she's on the microphone.
The people don't need to hear this. Okay, the four people listening don't need to hear this.
Oh, she's on the... Okay, I've had enough. Okay, let's get back to it. I'm focusing.
Seriously, don't be trying to multitask.
Okay, so Joe, I love Joe.
Yeah, Joe's hot. I love Joe.
I know, did you see... The preview for the rest of the season, that scene where he's on the golf course and he pulls his pants down and you see his butt. It's a good butt.
Look at him. The man works out.
He works out.
He works out for all 4 foot 11 inches of his body.
Shorties do build muscle.
You'd hope so. all right. And Melissa spills the beans on all the work, as in the surgery the ladies had in between seasons, which I already knew about from the socials and the Wendy Williams. So Margaret got a boob lift and Melissa didn't mention that she got a facelift and her teeth done. So I'm assuming maybe that happened before. I don't know. Dolores. Holy shit. Dolores. What did she get?
Her second butt lift.
Her second ass implant, a tummy tuck and lipo. Look.
She did the works.
Ever since Kanye West's mum died on the lipo table, I'm just scared about all the people getting the lipo.
I'm confused about Margaret. So she's saying she just got a breast thing.
Yeah, she got a boob lift.
But her face looks so different. Did it look different to you?
She didn't say she didn't get a face done. She definitely admits she got her face done.
Margaret did.
Yeah, but I think that she got that done at the end of last, like.
I tell you what, I'm looking at her and I'm like, did you make your nose bigger?
No. She definitely got a facelift. It's just I think the reason why we're not going on about it is she got that done before. After the last season, and so this was – this stuff she got done during COVID. So it's like everyone saw the facelift. They haven't seen this. That's potentially why. But she definitely got her face done. Definitely.
I'm still not used to that new face.
I think it looks fantastic.
Really? I feel like her mouth got super wide.
But that's just, I reckon that's the teeth. She got her teeth done, right?
Yeah.
So she got new chompers and I think that's just holding her face open too much.
Okay.
I agree her mouth is wide and it's the teeth. I don't, look, the fake teeth, it does not suit most people.
I just want white teeth.
I'm with you on that. Fake teeth. I mean, apart from like the Nigella Lawson, who has it suited? Because she's definitely got faux teeth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anywho. So then we're at Jennifer's and she's in full fucking swing already. It's telling her hubby that, you know, we can both drink a lot at the party because they can catch an Uber. And look, we've all seen little tidbits of Jennifer.
She's a mess.
Yeah, she's got issues with the alcohol.
How do you feel about Jennifer?
Okay, so if I'm going off of last season, she was killing my life.
Yeah, she got a bit much at the end.
She was ignorant, just talking out of her ass. Look, I mean, I don't know if maybe we're all more savvy viewers, but at this point, I think Jennifer is doing everything she can to stay on the TV.
Oh, yeah, that's reunion last season.
I rewatched it too, just in anticipation for this, and I'm just like, for fuck's sake, can you just shut up?
But I was so glad she was calling out Melissa Gorga's fake storylines.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
So thank you, Jennifer. Yeah. I like that she's a bit spunky.
Look, she's very entertaining. Look, this is the thing. I think I need to differentiate between do I agree with that person and do I like them as a person, or and do I like them on TV? Because I have to say, Jennifer is entertaining.
Yeah.
But as a person, I don't think I've ever really agreed with her over anyone else. She's a total headache. Yeah. She's a punish.
I mean, I don't like any of them. But I love all of them, if that makes sense.
100%. Agreed. So, yeah. And, of course, she's already throwing shade, talking about who Dolores is going to bring to Evan's birthday, whether she's going to bring David, her boyfriend, or Frank, her ex. Mm. And then Bill turns around and you know, of course Frank's going to be there. And I'm thinking, Bill, you just have a crush on Frank.
Everyone does.
Bill has such a bromancy crush on both Joe and Frank. It's so cute. And then we're at Dolores's, and she shows Frank her arse surgery scars. And what does he say? He looks like...
That's what I do to a flounder or something.
Oh, that's right. She looks like a filleted fish.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, well,
I
was
flounder. We don't say filleted, do we? We say filleted.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Do we? Or am I just stupid?
I think at Macca's it's a fish fillet.
Oh my God, really? We're going to use Macca's?
A fillet of fish?
And we, yeah, well, that's because it's an American store, Buffett.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. And now we're at Trees. Oh no, sorry, we're at Margaret's. Oh, do we? I mean, let's Who just cares? Skip that because apparently Joe stinks. Whatever. We're at Teresa's, and look, I saw the house and I'm like, she's still in that ugly as fuck house. That has to be the ugliest house I've ever seen.
Is she legally allowed to leave? Like, I don't know.
Of course she is. It's her asset now.
It is?
Her asset. She paid everything off.
So she's in the clear? She's good?
She's got millions in the bank, bitch. Like, she paid everything off and then earned a shit ton more. Mm. She will take any job. And she gets paid a shit ton. She gets paid for the season. She ends up earning over $1 million.
Oh, okay.
For a standard season where they do 18 episodes.
I mean, she gives us the content.
She gets 60 grand an episode.
Fuck, that's good.
So that's over $1 million for the season. And that's just this. I mean, how many fucking cookbooks does she have?
Six.
And speaking of which, have you ever actually seen her cook? Every Never. Time there's dinner at her house, they're in those massive foil takeaway. The only person that cooked at her house was her dad.
Oh, rest in peace. Oh, did you know he died?
Yeah. So sad. So apparently he got sick with pneumonia and then he was in hospital for it and had a stroke.
A stroke and then a day later.
I know. That's so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, her parents are her everything, are her rocks. It's like all the shit she went through with Joe, you could see when she'd talk about her daughters or her parents, it's like, I'm going to hold it together for them because it's the least I owe, like I can do because I owe them.
And she was still grieving her mother last season, something hardcore.
I know.
And, well, the past few seasons I think she's been grieving like really deeply.
Yes.
So I thought she would have been more of a mess this episode.
Yeah.
But I think maybe we'll come to that.
Teresa holds a lot of shit in and then takes it out on people in other ways.
Jackie.
As well, I mean, look, and we know she bitch can hold a grudge.
Uh-huh.
Like, she will never, ever forgive Juicy Joe, for putting her in jail, only, as she puts it, because that's what killed my mother.
I mean, as if you would.
Yeah, as if you fucking would. I wouldn't forgive him for me, but she just... It's almost like she does. I don't know if that's the reasoning, but she'll always say, like, because of my mum or because of my kids. It's like, bitch, can't you just say it's because of you? But
well, Joe Gorga says that man in the preview for the season, he's like, that man put my mother in a grave.
Well, and that comes from Teresa. She's always said it. So, anywho, we're at the party venue, which is just a restaurant where they got a marquee outside. Very COVID safe.
Well, yeah, I feel COVID-wise, they're less showy with the PPE than they are with Dallas. I don't know, maybe if it's a different state rules.
Potentially, but funnily enough, from what I understand, Atlanta's one of the most lax when it comes the COVID rules, which is why Cynthia Bailey could have
her wedding with hoops of people.
With 250 people. Okay, that's my cute dog.
Where's my dog?
He's here. That's why she's barking. And look, I have to say, the venue looked great. And I was like, oh, so not a pizza party on the driveway. Step up.
Step up.
Yeah.
And did you see how Evan was just like fist bumping all the arrivals? And I was is that your COVID replacement of a handshake?
Because you're still touching.
Yeah, I was like, it's meant to be elbows, not fists.
But at this point, we're not supposed to touch. Wasn't the elbows like before when we didn't realise you could like...
Yeah.
It was airborne. That was before we realised it was airborne.
I think they're all just like, oh, fuck it, we're at a party.
Did you notice the noise that Jackie made when her friend arrived? She kind of did this squeal thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I haven't seen these people for like the 8 months because of COVID.
I think that's what it is.
But it was just like the most bizarre, squealy thing. I don't know. It was odd. I noted it, that's all.
I just love that we're at a group event already.
I know. Exactly. We're straight into it. Yeah. There's no fucking bullshit
here. We touched base with all of them for a few seconds and then bang.
I had a feeling, as I said, the first thing we did was get a confessional from Jackie and I'm like, oh, we're here to play.
Yeah.
Like it's on.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, look, I'm not going to go on about their outfits or their confessional outfits because when we did the first episode of Potomac last year, it was an hour and a fucking half or 2 hours or something like that. Too fucking much. I couldn't even listen back to it all, apart from when I edited it.
I mean, they all look good.
Well,
the boobs are out in a lot of the looks. Okay, and that's
the boobs are out. But one of the things I kind of love about Jersey is when it comes to their fashions, like max 90s fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of 70s from Dolores. A bit of 80s from Jennifer and then the rest of it. Like Margaret was wearing white bootcut jeans and a satin halter top. Now
that was not flattering, that satin halter top.
You're not a child of the 90s, but that was totes club wear in the 90s with a massive pair of stilettos. Right. Like it was full 90s get up. Anyway, Jackie tells Margaret that Evan's never let her – and I'm going to say make him a party. I'm like, lawyer, is it make him a party? It's like to me that's something one of my like relatives from overseas after they've learned English would say, I make you party. Like, what do you mean make him a party? Anywho. Dolores arrives with Frank. Shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, are you bothered by this?
Not at all.
I'm not bothered by their relationship. What is everyone's problem?
It's clearly like her show husband. Like just him on.
He likes the camera. He does very well in front of the – he's very comfortable. Content he does very for her. Well. All those guys love spending time with him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an ego boost that he's quite happy to take. He's not shy.
Who cares?
So I think it's fantastic. David does not look comfortable on camera.
I'm not a fan of David.
I just don't think David's comfy on camera. Mm. I like David on paper. So I don't have a problem with David on paper, and as long as Dolores doesn't have a problem with David, I don't have a problem with David. Because Dolores is one savvy bitch. Like, Dolores knows what's up.
Yeah.
She does not suffer fools. How many times does – if Dolores says she doesn't like someone, my immediate reaction is, okay, I don't like them because if Dolores doesn't like them, I don't like them. Yeah. Maybe she's my favorite, I guess. She's my favorite in terms of out of all of them, like who would I trust the most?
Yeah.
I trust Dolores.
I think I'd be the same.
I trust that woman. She's not fair weather in her opinions at all. Like she's very consistent. She has her reasons.
Yeah.
You might not agree, but they're valid.
You know who I like and want to see more of?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that random blonde girl that said she gave career-ending blowjobs and then they all laughed in that little scene when there was like six girls talking about BJs.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, get her on the show. Get her on.
Yeah, get her on, man. You're right. Career-ending BJs.
That got my interest straight away.
I know. Can we get a fucking little demo? Get a piece of fruit, people.
Totally.
I need some tips.
Yes, give us a demo.
I mean, you know, I've had the same material for like 22 years. I need something else. I need someone to give me some pointers.
Introduce teeth.
Okay, we're not going to discuss this right now. And speaking of teeth, my next note was, by the way, Margaret's face looks great, but those teeth, what the fuck?
I don't think her face looks great.
Okay, next time look at her face and kind of look at her teeth and go, without the teeth, what do I think?
Okay. Well, you know, the teeth are an important part of the face.
No, I mean without the bullshit fake teeth because the fake teeth just don't look cool. Anyway, Melissa jiggles Dolores's ass. Now, this is what I love about Jersey.
Yeah.
No, it's not fucking, like, no one gives a shit about totes inappropriate, because I'm an ass patter. When I see like my female friends, I'm the one that goes up to them and gives them a mad pinch on the ass.
Yeah.
Now, apparently I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So I don't. And it really upsets me. Like, I want to freak a girl out and pinch her on the butt.
Yeah.
Because they have that thought of what guy did that, and then they turn around and see it's me and we all giggle.
Yeah.
But now I just feel like I can't do that. You know, sexual assault, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, I shouldn't have blah, blah that. But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to blah, blah but that. That wasn't cool. I don't know. Anyway, I really like the ass jiggle. I mean, for someone who just got her ass done, I felt like it maybe jiggled a lot.
Yes.
Can we discuss that? I think it's really important.
Well, I don't know what the purpose of the ass lift was. Do you want jiggle?
No, you don't want that much. You want a bit of jiggle, but you don't want it to be like tap it and then it jiggle on its own.
But did she you want her butt to be bigger?
I don't know if it's even bigger or smaller. From what I understand, it was like a lift and a tighten. That's what Margaret said later, that your butt's like lifted and tighter. And I'm like, how is your butt tighter when Melissa tapped it, moved her hand away, and the fucker kept jiggling? Like, you don't want to go tap, jiggle, 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 jiggle. You know what I mean? You want a little jiggle?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm invested in this part of the storyline because I am moving to, you know, when you tick the box of the age bracket, I am ever inching closer to that box, because as you get older, the numbers in the boxes, you know, there's more of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 18 to 24, 25 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm crawling, creeping up to their box. I want to know all this stuff. Jackie tells the girls that she's invited Jennifer and then shades her by saying she wasn't excited enough to arrive on time. I feel with comments like that, the passive aggressive, that just bugs me to no end. So if I wasn't a fan of Jackie and I was around her when she'd say shit like that, I'd be pissed, because it's not like she's not really saying enough for you to like call her on it on a show like this.
Mm.
But fuck, that'd grind my gears.
Well, I mean, it's a housewives show. Like, clearly they want to arrive staggered to get the entrances and things like that. Like,
yeah, they probably have different call times maybe.
I mean, who gives a shit if a housewife is a bit late?
No, they don't have different call times. We just know, like, from after doing Potomac.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Like, bitches arrive late.
Yeah, especially Robin.
Yeah. I mean, I just watched an episode of Atlanta where I can't remember who it was. They arrived, like, 2 hours late. Was it Atlanta?
I don't remember.
No, maybe it wasn't Atlanta. Maybe it was another show entirely. I'm, like, Bravo overloading. I'm loving it.
There's a lot of good stuff on Bravo at the moment. We might talk about it later if we have time.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Summer House. love.
Okay. No.
It's just joy. Anywho. All right. So, of course, as soon as Jackie says that, Jennifer arrives. And that's when I made a note of going, by the way, they're all in their 80s, 90s chic. The men, 2 seconds, and they're already together, drinking, cheering themselves on for no other reason than basically all having a penis and they're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And but then they're pouring shots down each other's throats.
So I'm homoerotic.
Like, sweetheart, there's only finger food. Like, calm down. Yeah. There's no, like, sit-down meal to, like, scoop up that alcohol, right?
I think you're right. It's the first big event since lockdown.
Yeah, and they're just like, so happy to see each other. And, I mean, let's face it, as much as Jackie's throwing this party for Evan, production's probably paying, like, footing the bill, right?
I mean, it's a fucking tent and some finger food. How much
the
will it
food
cost?
Looked great, though. There was a lot of, and I actually, to be honest, later I didn't just, maybe it was finger food, but then there was buffet.
Mm.
So finger food and buffet, like, there's plenty of time to eat. You just need to get to the food and get away from the tequila. By the way, I'm not a big tequila fan.
Well, fucking Carrie and fucking
it's
Dallas is.
So American. In all of their shows, they all drink tequila. I'm like, what's wrong with vodka? Is vodka like Trey 90s?
What about gin? None of the fuckers drink gin.
I'm not the biggest fan of gin. I'll drink it, but I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I have to buy this gin. I am old lady with my vodka. But, yeah, no, they don't drink gin. It's all the tequila. And, look, back in the day, I loved a tequila shot until I grew up and realised, actually, I don't like the taste of tequila. Why the fuck am I drinking it?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's gross. So, I mean, look, the men are sitting around, standing around getting smashed, and then next minute, ladies are standing around drinking and getting smashed. And Jackie reckons, well, she said she was already buzzed, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She said something like, I'm already drunk. And then it's mentioned that Teresa's not there yet. Teresa's notoriously late. She's always fucking late, right?
Okay, who gives a shit?
And then she always goes on about, I have like a million kids, which she fucking does. Anyway, Margaret says that this was so random. Margaret's like, because we're all together, we should go for a girls' weekend to Lake George.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's almost, this is kind of why I love Margaret. She's like, I don't want to have to fake a reason why we're going away, but if I have to, this is as good as you're getting.
Because we're all together. That's the reason.
Yeah, fuck that. That's all. I kind of love the Marge.
Yeah. And I mean, we just have to accept that cast trips aren't going to be exciting for another few years.
No.
They're going in their own state.
I mean, look, when Beverly Hills went to France, the location, the castle, whatever the fuck they were in, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was boring AF.
I forgot they went.
Remember they went and stayed at the massive castle?
Yeah, I remember it now. But
boring as fuck.
Boring. Yeah, I mean,
Teddy got really smashed and cried. I mean, big fucking whoop. So it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't matter if the locations for the trips are beautiful or not. I mean, let's face it. New York's gone to fucking Mexico, South America, how many fucking times? And they bring it.
All I care is that they all go.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just need them all to go, including the one that no one likes. I need them all there. Oh, New York. I just, you know, thinking about all the ladies pooping on the deck.
Pooping everywhere.
Pooping everywhere. Oh, honestly. So Melissa says, we're going to a lake. Why can't we go to Vegas? And I was just scrunching my face at the screen going, bitch, this is the first time you've left the house, like, because of COVID.
Mm.
And then Margaret tells her, because of Corona, we can't go anywhere. And Melissa didn't turn around and go, oh, my God, of course. She went, oh, yeah.
She's an idiot.
It's like, you do a really good job covering up that you ain't that bright.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
She is. She like, seriously? I just thought that was a bit odd. It's just like, what the fuck? And then Teresa rocks up with her realtor, Michelle. And it says realtor and friend, but come on.
Yeah.
Every realtor is your inverted commas friend till they sell your house and get your money.
Of course.
Like, on one hand, I was really happy that the realtor was there because then I obviously learnt, yay, Teresa's selling that but ugly house and we don't have to see it anymore. But then two, I'm like, can Teresa not go arrive anywhere on her own that she has to bring someone that she's paying?
Yep.
And like, seriously, she's your realtor.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes
she didn't say they were friends for years. This bitch looks like she was Gia's age. So it's not like she's known her forever unless she was Gia's friend.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's nice to rock up to an event with a buffer person.
I guess, but like, it's your job. She's not just rocking up to an event. She's bringing someone as a buffer, rocking up to work.
Yes.
That she hasn't done any for the better part of a year.
Yes. Well, she gets to work pretty quickly at this party, let me tell you.
I know. You are so correct.
She was working hard straight out of the gate.
I know. And, I mean, Jackie doesn't seem to mind that she's late even after the comments that she made before.
Yeah.
But that was more about Jennifer, really. And Evan and Jackie start telling Teresa about this friend of Evan's they want to set her up with.
Mm.
He's half Italian, half Jewish. I'm like, oh, okay, last I checked, Jewish wasn't a nationality, but that's fine. We're splitting hairs. And that he's good looking and fit. And Jackie says, and a good fuck.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did not miss that.
And how does she know?
That's my question. And I'm like, well, girls do talk.
Girls do talk.
But look, Jackie's clearly plastered.
And oh, my God, yeah. Her making out with him after her speech.
I thought that was cute.
It was so gross.
I didn't think that was gross. What I thought was gross was that she was wearing a 15-year-old kid's – okay, sorry, a 5-year-old kid's dress.
I thought she looked good.
I don't do baby doll dresses on women over 50. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be ageist. I just think you're wearing a literal dress that, you know, Barbie's sister, whatever her name was, would have worn.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, it was like – what was that show, the fucking Brady Bunch, the little kid with the pigtails? Like, that's a dress she would have worn.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just don't like women wearing clothes that infantilizes them. It's a personal preference.
Okay.
Like, let's dress a grown-ass woman as a 5-year-old. Like, how is that sexy? I don't like that.
Understood. That's just,
thank you. Okay, I'll stop going on about it. I do like the fact that Jackie's lit, but then for some reason watching Jennifer lit, she's sloppy, right?
She's sloppy and you can tell she's not as drunk as she's pretending to be.
You reckon?
Yes.
Is that why she's annoying?
I think she's banging it on.
Right.
And, or at least her first instinct when she gets drunk is to acknowledge how drunk she is and be like, hey, look how drunk I am.
And it's almost like, do you reckon maybe she uses her drunkenness as an excuse to go, oh, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, and I think Teresa did the same thing. She's like, oh, I'm only telling you this rumor because I'm drunk.
She had 20,000 reasons as why she's saying it.
She wasn't drunk.
Okay, so we're going to get there because we probably both have many opinions about this and our little theories. I really get excited about it. All right, so Jackie makes a speech and then she makes a comment like, and it's totes like a joke, fake, that she promises to give Evan a blowjob and she takes it back in 2 seconds and Joe Gorga is heartbroken when she takes it back. Did you notice? He's like, that's not fair. Something like that. Yeah, that's not fair. That's not right. That's not right is what he said. I was like, dude, let it go. Your boy's not getting a blowjob unless you're willing to put out. And that's when Teresa tells Melissa, I heard he does stuff. Does he?
What does she think people would think she's talking about?
Okay, so one of the things I noticed, feel like, because we all know she goes around and tells everybody.
Every soul.
I find that her tone of voice changes depending on who she's telling.
Okay.
Which is why I think this whole thing is completely contrived.
Of course.
Teresa wants to give herself a storyline and she wants to guarantee herself next season and bitch knows what to do.
She just wanted to bring Jackie down, I think.
You reckon?
Yep.
You think that's all? See, I actually think she's like, I need a storyline. I want to be in as many episodes and scenes as possible to boost my ability to ask for more money, blah, 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 blah. For her, it's about making the coin. See, I think she definitely is holding a grudge against Jackie for the comments that she made about her and Joe. Remember when Teresa last season was saying to her that she's got to control
your husband's stuff. Yeah.
And she's like, which I think her analogies are perfectly valid. I just think she needs to set it up and preface, this is an analogy. How would you feel if blah, 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 blah? Mm. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's totally personal. What's this show without her? We'd had one season without her and it sucked.
I don't disagree, but I just think that, seriously, I think Teresa is, in terms of her hustle and her making money, I think she's very clever and knows what she's good at.
Yeah. I think she can secure a storyline other ways. I mean, her husband just got deported. She's on the dating scene. I think she just wanted to bring Jackie down.
All right, fair enough. But it was just so, this is what, I just feel like she was like, this is what I'm going to do today.
Oh, it's completely transparent. Right. It's completely fake.
Right. So anyway, and then she says, like, stuff at the gym. And then Melissa looks at her like, what the fuck are you going on about?
Like, I was like, is she talking about steroids?
My brain immediately went to sex, but I thought stuff at the gym meant he was getting blowjobs and giving blowjobs at the gym.
See, that's what I was thinking, because I was thinking the gyms, the changing rooms are gender segregated.
Everyone knows that the gyms are beat for gay guys,
for
right?
For gay guys. Yeah. But is it for straight people? That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. I'm not a gym person.
But yeah, because you wouldn't.
I doubt it.
You wouldn't be able to hook up.
No, I doubt it. But no, I also doubt it.
It's a pandemic, Evan. If this is true, what are you doing hooking up with randos at the gym?
What are you doing going to the gym? And I don't think Evan is going to the gym.
I don't think gyms are open.
Gyms are not open. Gyms are not open. And we do find out not too long from now, she says she heard it last year.
I mean, she didn't hear anything. She doesn't remember who she heard it from.
I wouldn't say no that someone said it to her. Like, I'm not saying that she 100% made it up or not, but the fact is, if you did hear it from one person, if this person told you it was a year ago, no one else has heard it since, that does not make a rumor. That doesn't make a rumor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think anyone said anything.
Like, that's not a rumor. A rumor is, I'm hearing this from multiple sources.
Her spreading it is the rumor.
She's the fucking rumor. Yes.
She's the rumor.
She is the rumor, exactly. And then she says, maybe Margaret knows because she lives in this area, like where they are.
Margaret's not going to the gym.
I'm like, how fucking big is Jersey that you need to live in a specific area to have heard a rumor? If it's a fucking rumor, we all know it. Anyway, I'm being angry. And then, of course, the speeches are, as soon as the speeches are over, because she gets nothing from Melissa yet. As soon as the speeches are over, Teresa sidles up to Margaret and says, oh, you know a lot of people. And this is where I was noticing that at the buffet and the food looked good.
Mm.
And, of course, she's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, why do I hear rumors about Evan? Like,
she doesn't.
She's talking to Melissa and doing the, I heard he does stuff at the gym. And then to Margaret, she's like, why do I hear rumors about Evan? Like, when he goes to the gym, he's screwing around. So she's already kind of being a bit more sort of transparent and not so, I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
That's the way to talk to Melissa, I guess. She's trying to get Melissa to say it. She's thinking if Melissa's heard this, and Melissa's probably heard it from fucking Teresa, let's face it.
They all have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get Melissa to say it. Teresa's not that dumb when it comes to this kind of stuff.
No, yeah, I don't think she is.
And then poor Margaret's holding her bowl of food, and first I think she thinks it's a joke because she looks up and goes to smirk almost, and then she sees Teresa's face, and then it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And it's also like, what the fuck are you doing?
Exactly. And yeah. I'm like, has Melissa and or Margaret heard this before? Because obviously they're Jackie's friend. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, later if they had heard it before this particular evening.
Well, I think two of them say they've heard it. Was it Jennifer and Melissa?
Oh, was it Melissa?
One of them says, I heard she told me Jennifer. This months it ago was Jennifer. And I just ignored it.
It was Jennifer, yeah.
Right.
So, and then she says she can't remember who told her that information, which that's bullshit. You know that's bullshit.
Of course.
And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding? Either say, like, the thing is, if you're going to perpetuate this rumor and pretend that you've heard it from someone else, you need to appear honest in other ways.
Yeah.
And say, look, I'm not going to say who told me, but obviously it's someone that I think is credible enough in terms of knows them that it could possibly be true. That's mm-hmm. what you say.
Mm-hmm.
By saying, I don't remember, you're going to be busted later and having to admit, look, I said that because I didn't want to say who it was.
She's
so
lying.
So there's lies around. She's lying. You reckon she's made the whole thing up 100%. On her own? 100%. Okay, cool. Thank you. That's what I thought, but I just didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want to ask you. And then Margaret in confessionals, I love it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it. It's his birthday. Are you fucking insane? I loved that. Yeah. I love Margaret's confessionals. They're just awesome. Yeah. And then she goes and tells Teresa, I don't want to hear that crap. And then Jennifer and Melissa are standing right there. So Teresa's obviously being loud and goes, and they're, you know, Jennifer's like, what are you talking about? She's like, I don't know. What did she say? I don't know that he does stuff at the gym, that he cheats on her. And Melissa, given them a side eye, trying to eat a green bean, misses her mouth because she's given them the side eye and has to like go back in with the green bean. I was loving the green bean work. I thought it was great. And the green bean looked delicious. Mama wants a green bean tonight. No shit. I really wanted
you
green.
Too?
Yeah, after watching it, I'm like, this food looks so good.
Whenever I see food on TV, I want to eat it.
Well, I don't always. Sometimes it looks like shit. I definitely wanted to eat the food at that party. Like, it looked good. I've been to enough events. I can tell what looks like it came out of a box and what looks like someone made it. And these people made their own food. Oh, my God, my dog's so cute. I have to say, the next confessional was Jennifer, and I was given Jennifer pats on the back for her confessionals about this because she said, Teresa told me this last year and then it went in one ear and out the other. And I was like, good girl, Jennifer.
She's like, if you don't have receipts, shut the fuck up.
And I have to say, when I kind of agree with Jennifer, I'm noticing that I'm enjoying her humor. And she said that Teresa didn't even remember who the person was that told her. So she's obviously said the same thing to Jennifer last year. Oh, yeah. And she's like, this is what Teresa says. This is why it's just like, you're a moron. She tells Margaret, the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because someone did tell me.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, how is that a congruent sentence? I'm only bringing this up because someone told me. Okay.
You're bringing it up because it's episode
like,
one.
That sentence doesn't even fucking make sense. Like, come on, bitch. You've had this whole quarantine to figure out your backstory.
Yeah, she should have done a better job.
Or did you just make this shit up in the car on the way? Like, is she sitting in the car on the way going, okay, what am I doing this season? What's the plan?
Well, if she mentioned it to Jennifer before.
I know.
She must have been planning this for a while, but not well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she heard it last year. She didn't say it last season.
She didn't hear anything.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know when she told Jennifer. All right, and you're right. That's when Jennifer goes into confessional. If you don't have any receipts, honey, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, oh, I'm loving this. I'm like, am I turning on? Like, am I turning around on Jennifer?
I think come in with a fresh slate, new season.
Okay, look, I can turn on a dime. So, yeah, like, I'm happy. Too. I'm happy to like her if you know she doesn't annoy me.
Oh, she's gonna be annoying. Yeah, her family is annoying.
I know.
Those little fat kids.
I hate them. Okay. Look, I'm not a fan of her whingy children either. They're whiners because they know that if they whine, their mum will capitulate and give them what they want.
Yes, and that little whine.
Weren't you a whiny kid if it worked?
Of course, but well, I hate them still.
Okay, fine.
Sometimes you hate in others what you see in yourself.
Okay, fine. Well, in that case, we're keeping that whole thing in. Marge tells Teresa, hey, look, it's not the time or the place. Like, she's spreading vicious lies about a guy at his fucking birthday party.
She's quick.
Like, that's just not on. I mean,
if this is episode one, I'm not waiting until episode two, the next event.
My notes were, oh my God, Teresa, storyline much?
Yeah.
She's doing it for a storyline.
It's completely transparent.
Yeah. Okay, so I was at first when I was thinking storyline much, I'm just like, I was kind of disgusted. You're literally going to destroy someone's credibility and reputation.
Yes.
For $1 million.
That's exactly what she's going to do. She doesn't care.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Teresa, are you even lower than Ramona Singer?
I don't find it that bad.
What?
I mean, who cares? It's a show. Like, I know they're real people.
So
but
you think
come
that
on.
Potentially if Jackie turned around and just went, oh, that's just bullshit. She's doing it for a fucking storyline.
Perfect. Perfect response. Oh, well, actually, I preferred the response she did have.
Oh, yeah.
But you know how they're all like, don't mention the children, don't mention the husband. I'm like, fuck it, mention it. You guys
are
characters.
I'm sorry. If you, I don't know. I don't know about if it's okay to mention the children.
Mention it. Who cares? They're not real people.
Well, they are real people.
They are real people
okay,
who signed
to,
up to be characters.
You need to sell this to me because I just don't think I'm following along with your ethos here.
Okay, if Teresa can make $1 million a season, she can put up with her kid being called a coke addict.
Yeah, but then where's the line? Like, what about if, like, okay, so someone's husband can be accused of cheating, that's fine. What if someone's husband's accused of being a pedo? Like, where's the fucking line?
Oh, that might be the line.
This is what I'm saying.
That
like,
might be
when,
it.
When it comes to human beings and giving them degrees of acceptability and then putting them on a show where they contrive it so that these people are going to bust up, like, that's why they say kids are off limits because they're like, so that there isn't a grey area, so that this is black and white, so that no one gives me grey areas, no kids. It's just the rule.
Well, but...
And it's a self-imposed rule. It's not as if it's an actual rule.
But it's not like Teresa's really doing it. She's done a horrible job of trying to sell it as realistic.
I know that. I know that. But potentially at the time of filming it, look, at the end of the day, Jackie didn't take it that way. She was fucking hurt. She ain't acting.
No.
This is her second season and it's the first time someone's chucked something like this at her and this is how she reacted. You're right. If she had, you know, I'm sure if it ever happens again and she's still on the show, she'd be like, you know, been there, done that, next.
Yeah.
And then Melissa in her confessional, my heart is actually aching for Jackie.
Yeah, shut up.
Melissa, like...
as if it is.
I mean, I have to say, as much as I may not be on Jennifer's side as of, like, say, last season, I still enjoy her more than Melissa.
I've never enjoyed Melissa.
Who, like, what's there to enjoy apart from Joe? The only reason why... You know what I mean? They're the couple where everyone knows which person in the couple they like and which one they have to put up with.
Exactly.
And everyone's on Team Joe Gorga. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the fucking best. And then, of course, you know, Melissa and the girls are obviously not wanting to discuss it at Evan's fucking party while they're eating his food. And Teresa then goes, I'm going to go talk to Dolores. She literally like hop, skip and a jump to fucking Dolores. She beelines to her. What I find funny is the way that she told Melissa and the way that she told Margaret and the way that she told the other girls. Then she goes up to her very good friend who she's known for years and goes, did you hear that Evan fucks around? Like, I'm like, she knows her fucking audience, mate.
She does.
Because there's no way if she was cutesy and coy with Dolores that Dolores would be buying anything from her. Because no. Dolores is like, what the fuck, Teresa? Like, I know you. So this is what I mean by this is such bullshit and calculated. Obviously because of the content and I'm not stupid. But the way that she's delivering this information to everyone, it's like, you know what you're doing and who your audience is.
She's a villain.
I know, she is. And Jackie's right fucking there, and 2 seconds later she's telling her brother. And the way that she tells her brother, she says, I heard this last year and I kept my mouth shut, but I'm drinking tonight so I'm able to say it.
Didn't see her take a single sip, by the way.
No, but like I just love the first thing she says to her brother, I kept my mouth shut. She, like, you didn't keep your fucking mouth shut. You told Jennifer.
Yeah.
And who else you told?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if you were still friends with Kim G and Kim D, you'd be fucking telling them at the stupid store and everyone would know. And then Joe's like, I'm not – his response was weird. I'm not from this area, so how would I know? Again, I'm not from the area. It's like, I don't get it. Does everyone in Jersey just gossip in the suburb little – suburb thing, I don't know. I don't know what to say at this point.
No, I reckon we'd
– Oh, I mean, Jackie's so happy. What's so sad is next minute – after the chicks go to pee and like, what the fuck, Jackie is so happy and drunk. The cake comes out and she starts singing happy birthday so badly to Evan. And yeah, that's when they make
out. She loves Evan.
She does love Evan. I mean, Evan's cutie.
Evan's fine, yeah.
You don't think Evan's hot?
Oh, he's fine.
They all think he's really hot.
I don't know.
I mean, compared to their husbands, he is.
Well.
Compared to their husbands, he's an Adonis. But also, like, did you, when they were doing the cake, did you see Teresa's face at the cake until Jennifer turns around and tells her it's a tiramisu? She was like looking at it going, like, what the fuck's this disgusting piece of shit cake? And then Jennifer's like, oh, it's a tiramisu. And then, of course, Teresa has to say nothing because it's an Italian fucking cake. I'm like, you fucking hate this bitch.
She hates her.
Maybe that's what she was doing during quarantine, stewing over everyone she fucking hates.
Yes.
So while the rest of us were like trying to like eat well or eat badly and do the yoga.
Well, the thing is she's been a prisoner, so she's done all of that.
Yeah, she's like, fuck you making me do more time in my own home. I'm on house arrest again. She's like,
last time I did prison, I learned to meditate. Now I'm just going to get revenge.
Because it's true. When she came out of prison, she was on house arrest for like a month or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was all like yogi and.
And she's like, fuck this shit. You're not making me stay in my house again. Yeah. I've done my time.
Yeah, she's done
it.
Right,
this is why she's pissed. Who? Okay, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. All right, so then it's the next day and we're at Jennifer's. Bill's hungover as fuck. And we see photos of him from the night before with his blouse undone all the way.
Didn't need to see it.
No, we did not need to see his breastage. And then we're at Margaret's. Oh, my God. Her husband Joe has been renoing all through quarantine, right, mm-hmm. Which is great. So she's been on the show since 2017,
mm-hmm.
And they're still renoing this house.
Well, she had some sort of money troubles with the house next door or something, didn't she?
Okay, no. So her business was sued, but the property next door was hers. So she owns her house and the block, empty block next door,
mm-hmm.
And she just went to sell it. Mm-hmm. That's all. So she sold it, gave the guy his money, and it was like a not even, it was like $250,000.
Okay.
Nowhere near what the property was worth. But then someone told me, or so I read somewhere, someone told me, like I've got friends.
The internet.
Then my friend, the internet, told me that she declared bankruptcy or something, but before that she was worth like the $20 million. I'm like, I don't think she went bankrupt. I think maybe the business did. I don't know. Maybe I don't care. But look, all I'm saying is after 3 years of renoing, I just don't know how I feel about that wallpaper.
Oh, no.
That black and white wallpaper that was palm trees. But, I mean, it's Margaret's style, whatever. We get Joe in the flower bed, or not in the flower bed, but in the garden puking on a tree. I just thought that was hilarious, all those men drinking like that and then puking their guts up. Then we're at Melissa's and her daughter Antonia has her girlfriends over. Look, I'm just going to say it. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care.
Care about these kids.
Not a fucking... No.
Blah, blah, blah. We're back at Margaret's Marge Senior walks in.
Isn't she just something else?
I'm loving Marge Senior.
She's great.
I think I love Marge Senior as much as I love fucking Deandra's mum. What's
Mama
her name?
Mama D
and fucking Marge Senior. Can they get a summer house together?
Yes.
Seriously, we need like, because obviously we all know that summer house, they're quarantined in the house together.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Can we just get like a housewife's mum cast trip to like the Island of Disaster or something? I don't know.
I love it.
I want to see them on it, like seriously. And then we can get Dale.
Fuck.
All right. And so, yeah, she's telling Marge Senior about the shenanigans from the evening before, and Marge Senior's facial reactions, I'm like, give that bitch an Emmy.
She was doing some good work
there. She was given good facial expression. For someone who's had so much work done, she could really move that face around.
I'm going to say.
She ain't no fucking Nicole Kidman who's got the same fucking expression because of all the jab in her face.
Put Marge Senior in The Undoing. I'll watch
that. I know, right?
It'd be great.
I did like that show, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, put Marge Senior in that.
Her in Big Little Lies season 3.
Oh my God, how good would she be? Oh, she'd be
just
so good.
Just with an iced coffee in her hand all the time.
Oh my God, so good. And then we're at basically we're at everyone's house with their spouse or their mother or whatever. And they're hungover and they're spilling the tea from the night before.
Yeah.
And Joe makes a very good point, by the way. He says, we all know that Teresa can hold a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
And then production gives us a flashy. This is the one when Jackie is talking about the tabloid photo she saw of Teresa and that guy out. And then that's when we get the walks like a duck, talks like a duck, whatever. Yep. And then we get an older flashy of Teresa with Kim D, who says the same shit about Teresa and her husband, Juicy Joe. I don't want to call him Juicy Joe. He's not juicy. And she goes irate. And that was when she just got out of jail and she wasn't allowed to fucking assault anyone or she would have gone back to fucking jail. She was on probation. Yeah. So it's like, bitch, you almost like broke your I mean, she wasn't going to break probation. She was just, I don't know, it was puffery that she was doing.
Puffery.
Yeah. So we know she wasn't going to hit Kim D, but at the same time, it's like, bitch, same reaction.
Yeah.
Like double standard much, whatevs. And then, I don't know, she was going on about boats and not being able to get her boobs wet. Is that a thing? You get a boob job, you can't get them wet?
I don't know. Like, I think maybe it's like a broken leg. You wrap it in a plastic bag when you shower.
Oh, it's probably just like surgery. You can't get your stitches wet. What the fuck? You get board sweets? You just seem like you're getting
sleepy. All these little scenes in between the party and the fight, I don't care about.
Okay, fine. What about when we're with David and Frank and Dolores and Frankie? Do we care about that?
I like Frankie Jr.
Oh, who doesn't fucking like looking at Frankie
Jr.?
Basically, here we find out that Dolores is living with Frank and David is not living with Dolores in the house that Dolores and Frank built that he paid for, but Frankie Jr. is living with him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, I kind of get the COVID thing of I've got to come back home.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live with you and David, who is in this incestuous, like, as far as David's concerned, I think he just accepts the fact that Dolores, Frank and Frank Jr. are family and they're a package deal.
Yeah.
And I think if you think of it like that, it's not that weird.
It's not that weird.
Yeah. Okay. So next, we're at Jennifer's and her family are coming to dinner. At first, there appears to be a problem because all her siblings are rocking up with food made by her mum.
Mum, yeah.
That makes sense to me. I'm a wog. I get it. I get it. I really do. It's passive-aggressive dig.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's all it is. It's like, you don't want me around. No one loves me. But I'll still make you the food.
I hate a mum.
It's a total fucking martyr thing to do.
Yeah.
She's sitting there saying, I'm trying to be nice, but that's bullshit. She's been a martyr.
I can see why her dad wanted to get out.
At first I was like, this poor woman, I thought her parents are not getting along anymore because her older brother has moved out of the house and he was the buffer. And my first thought was the reason why the dad got moved in with her and not the mum was because they're wogs and the mum does everything and the dad wouldn't even know how to use a fucking washing machine or a toaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was my first thought going, this poor woman has to live alone because she can actually look after herself like a grown-ass human being. Next minute, I come to learn, no, it's that her mum's a judgmental bitch and doesn't like, she's on everyone all the time.
Remember how she, like, last season, she's like, didn't want to acknowledge a gay son.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised by that with Walks. I don't think that has anything to do with her being a bitch. That just has her, that's just got a lot to do with perpetuating a closed-mindedness that is socially acceptable in their ethnic group.
Yeah, it is, I can still hate someone for that, though.
I can, I totally can bar someone for that. Like, if they're in my personal life and they feel like that, I'm like, deal, no deal.
Yeah.
But if they're from afar and it doesn't affect me, I can say it's very typical of Walks to perpetuate a closed-minded way of thinking. But yes, when it's in my personal life, I'm like, go fuck yourself. Anyway, so I did note what was most important was the food that her mother had made that I'm devo that I didn't get to see. Sausage and peppers, so that's sausage and capsicum.
Yeah.
That's an interesting mix. And chicken cutlets, and she even sent over coffee creamer for the dad. The specific coffee creamer that he likes.
So passive aggressive.
So, I mean, are we beyond passive aggressive? Are we just aggressive?
Well, it's aggressive masked as a nice act.
Yeah, so that hence it's passive aggressive. Okay, fine, dictionary. Merriam-Webster. Oh, the only thing that pissed me off again is they finished dinner. Jennifer says, who's going to help with the dishes? And her brother volunteers her daughter.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like, can the people with penises get up and do some fucking dishes? Yeah. Sorry, that just makes me mad.
It was the same with Potomac last season.
It's the same at my in-laws' house. It's bullshit. So we're at Teresa's and Jackie calls her because she has found out what was said by Teresa at the party because apparently a friend of hers overheard.
I'm not surprised.
I believe that because Teresa was fucking telling everyone.
Blabbing at everyone.
She was telling every wog and their dog.
She probably told the friend.
She probably told the fucking caterers.
Yeah.
She told everyone.
She was telling everyone.
She was telling everyone. She probably told the owners of the venue. She probably walked up to production and said, I'm told everyone. Or production's probably come up to her and gone, Teresa, you haven't told that person yet.
Go and tell that person. COVID marshal.
Fuck, there's a seagull. Go tell that.
Go tell the person handing out the umbrellas.
I know, right? Dude, there's a homeless guy down the road. He's a pack of chicken wings. Go tell him. Like, fuck.
Yeah, I believe that.
Honestly. Because Teresa does not seem surprised.
No, Teresa.
I mean,
like,
she's ready.
She's like, oh, my storyline's coming to fruition. Here we go.
She's probably sitting there going, oh, that was quick.
Right on time.
Yeah, I know, right? We didn't have to wait till we got to fucking Lake George.
Yeah.
And this kind of did piss me off, because the fact that she told everyone means that this conversation is happening so quickly. We don't have cameras when Jackie finds out. We don't have cameras when she's telling Evan. That we would have got all that if this came out piecemeal. Which is annoying when it comes out piecemeal. We all get annoyed by it. But at the same time, it does mean that there's more opportunity to get the reactions of the people we want them from, like Jackie and Evan.
But I don't think this season's just going to be, this is the one event that we're talking about.
Oh, this is it. No. This is the storyline.
But we've got other stuff that's going to come up.
Yeah, that's true. We do know that. That's true. All right, so they decide to meet at Margaret's. I'm just going to start whizzing through. I'm taking way too long.
Whizz
it's been an hour.
Ready.
So we're meeting at Margaret's because we need neutral territory, right? Jackie starts to cry and talks really nicely to Teresa and says, I need you to admit that it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically going, bitch, I'm giving you an out. I'm not, because that's her, she knows that if she comes in guns blazing, she's not going to be hurt.
But Teresa's never going to admit that it's a lie.
No, of course not. Like
never.
Like, I'm sorry, do your research and watch seasons one to whatever. So Teresa says, it's not my lie. I didn't lie. It's a rumor that I've heard. And I love it when Teresa's trying to explain shit because her accent gets thicker. It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. And she's like, and I can't. But this is when she says, I can't say the person's name. So now we've progressed from I don't remember who it is to I can't say the person's name. No shit, because the person's name is Teresa.
Yes.
And she says that Jackie shouldn't care. Like, she shouldn't care if her relationship is so solid. Like, it's a fucking rumor. And I do get that point. It's like, if you know it's bullshit, just say it's fucking bullshit. But
sort of like with the dick sucked at the roundup couple.
Exactly.
They sort of brushed that off
they
and
were
was
just
like,
whatever. Exactly. The Dubins.
Worst
surname in history, right? I thought my surname was bad. I'd rather my surname than Dubin.
For sure.
Anywho. And then Margaret, oh my God, Margaret was a classic. So bitch is just in her house pants, no makeup, and she's running from eavesdropping at the door to back to the kitchen where her assistant is like packing some bags for the trip or whatever. Yeah. I think they're like goodie bags for the girls for Lake George. And she's running back and forth and going, oh my God, Teresa says it's true. This was the best part.
She's like, when they smoke, there's fire. When they smoke, there's fire.
That's right, that's right. My favorite bit of that is when Teresa goes to her, have you ever heard of the saying, where there's smoke, there's fire? And it's like, are you a fucking moron to think that people haven't heard of that saying?
Yeah, you didn't come up with it, sweetie.
Like, what do you mean? Have you ever heard? Like, I just love this show.
Teresa's so dumb.
So dumb.
But also so manipulative and cunning.
Oh, so smart in you are what you practice, people. That's all I'm saying. She does not practice the fucking namaste. That's all I'm saying. It was so good.
Wasn't that her tagline once? I've done the namaste, now get out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. And what is kind of, now that you are correct, now that I'm thinking about it, why is Jackie blubbering? Is she sitting there going, oh my God, my husband's reputation is going to be ruined on national TV because as soon as someone... I'm thinking her thought process is, now that the rumor is out, and even though it's bullshit, this is going to follow our marriage.
I'm also thinking maybe she's thinking, well, I may as well play it up for the cameras.
Really?
Again, these people are characters.
Oh, my God, I'm so stupid. See, I'm thinking she's like, oh, my God, now that it's been said once, it's going to come up again. It could ruin my marriage.
She hates Teresa. She wants to come up out looking like the victim. Oh, my God,
Teresa's not the stupid one. I'm the fucking stupid one. Can I just get a grip and get with the program?
I just think the worst of people and are seeing them not as real people.
And I just have too much of the empathy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, cut out the empathy.
I know. All right, I am. I know. Like, no one hears Mother Teresa. Calm down. Tree. Why do they call her Tree?
I don't know.
It's like, I don't get it. Anyway, it's like Teresa, they say, instead of Teresa. Teresa.
Tree.
These people don't even speak Italian.
They don't speak English.
I love it. Loves it. All right. And so then she's doing, all of a sudden she's like, you need to deny, you need to deny, you need to deny. And then Teresa goes, let me tell you the reason why I said it, which was so fucking dumb, which totally rolled Jackie up. She's like, this year I'm single and I've been approached by a lot of married men. Okay. When Teresa lies, you know, like when a five-year-old lies and you're like, you are so bad at this, you actually think that I'm believing how stupid you are right now.
And it just unravels the more you talk.
And it's endearing because they're fucking five.
She's not five.
And it's like, bitch, you lie like a five-year-old. Mm. No wonder you and your people went to the jail. Like, you cannot lie. I'm a shit liar, but I'm okay at being sneaky. Actually, I'm fucking great at being sneaky. But Teresa is just like, for someone who is so good at manipulating things, spend the extra 5 minutes, pull out a piece of paper and a pen.
Yeah.
And write a little game
draw
plan.
Draw a mind map.
I know, right?
She's
honestly so funny. And then Jackie calmly says, again, you need to admit this is a lie. You have no evidence, blah, blah, blah. And Teresa's like, I never asked for evidence. I'm just letting you know somebody put this out there.
She never let Jackie know.
Someone put this out there. And yeah, that someone is you.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you heard this a year ago and not since then. No one else has heard this. So it's not a rumor until now.
She wasn't she waited until the cameras were rolling.
And then Jackie screams, I need you to admit this is a lie.
So I liked Jackie that she
sorry, that's so fucking loud.
No.
I'm trying to just go with my fallens. What were you going to say? Sorry, before I screamed.
I'm enjoying how Jackie was like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's have the fight.
And then Teresa apologizes that she said it at the party. And, of course, that's going to send Jackie to a 10 because it's not the fucking point.
It's not what Jackie wants to hear.
And she's like, I'm not a fucking stupid girl. And Teresa goes, I didn't spread a rumor. I heard a rumor.
And spread it. She's dumb.
I'm just like, this is when Jackie's like, I'm not a stupid girl. And it's like, Jackie, you need to realize that Teresa is a stupid girl. Like, in many ways, I love Teresa because of what she gives us.
Yeah.
But I don't actually feel bad by saying she's short a lot of IQ points.
Oh, yeah. And you can't reason with stupid.
No, you can't. Like,
there's no point.
She's not a bright cookie. And we all know she hates being called dumb because she is. And look, She might be dumb, but she has made and lost and then remade many more coins than I will ever see. So really, who is stupid? No, Teresa's stupid.
Well, you've never gone to prison, have you?
No. I've never even been charged for anything.
Good.
I told you I'm great at being sneaky.
Doesn't mean you haven't committed crimes, just never been caught.
No, exactly. And then Jackie, instead of saying, which is what she should do, which is read the room, instead of saying, Teresa, imagine if I said, I'm at your house and I'm having a party, you're having a party, and I go to the other girls and say what she says. Instead she says, well, you know what? I heard that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom at parties. Well, and Teresa loses her fucking shit. Because all Teresa hears is Gia and coke.
But she would have heard that anyway, even if she did preface it like how you said. Teresa doesn't have that.
She would have had more of a leg to stand on.
I know. I think I'm with Jackie. I don't think she did anything wrong.
I mean, I am perhaps in the stupid category because I actually didn't think it was an analogy that she was trying to make. I actually thought she was saying, well, we all hear bullshit. This is a piece of bullshit I heard. Oh, and I knew it was bullshit.
I don't think she ever heard that.
Right.
I think she just came up with it on the spot and said,
it's an analogy.
It's an analogy.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize it was an analogy because I totally buy that.
She may well have.
At 20 years old.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. At 20 years old, who hasn't snorted coke in a bathroom at a party?
And maybe that's why Trey blew up so much, because there's a hint of truth in it. But
well,
I think for Jackie,
as if
it was
Teresa
just
hasn't snorted coke in the bathroom at a party.
Yeah.
Big fucking deal.
But I'm like, I thought it was a good move on Jackie's part.
Without coming out and saying it, Teresa, you don't have a partner, so I can't give you an analogy about a partner. And she didn't want to necessarily at that point be cruel about it and say that.
I think she wanted to escalate things.
Oh, yeah. She was fucking over it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then, and Jackie, what does Jackie say? She says, I'm living the life you want to live. I win. And I'm sorry, it's fucking true.
Yeah.
We all know when I rewatched Reunion, Teresa was drooling over Evan.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Yeah, she does kind of have the life that Teresa wants.
Her husband's in the country.
So Teresa turns around and screams, you're crying because your husband is cheating and you fucking know it. Marge races in. What happened? What happened?
Oh,
what
I
happened?
Marge.
I thought that was so cute.
With her tie-dye hat still on.
I know, adorbs. And then she's like, she brought up my daughter. She's an effing cunt. Oh, okay, I did that really badly.
No.
She's disgusting. She's a cunt. Cunt, cunt, cunt. Cunt, cunt, cunt. So good.
It was a wonderful reaction.
So just good. I was just, look, at the first cunt, I was like, oh my God. Like, I love that word, but I don't know if I'm using it on the national TV.
Well, they rarely do, right?
Yeah, it's a big no-no. It's like the word you don't use. Yeah. It's the word is reserved for I'm at 100.
Remember when Gina Liano in Melbourne, like, called the other one? She was in like a bathroom stall,
yes,
and they just overheard it.
Yeah. Oh, and it was like the story of the season.
And now we're getting seven cunts in a row.
I know. And then all of a sudden this season on and I'm like, holy fucking
shit.
Here
we go.
Buckle up, bitches.
It looks so good.
So Teresa's screaming, she's a nasty bitch. Jackie is crying hysterically. Like, I mean, like, you know, the ugly cry.
Uh-huh.
And then we see shots of all the couples being kissy-kissy and then Melissa, like, a la Scarface. And it looked, maybe they're at the Jersey Shore because it was kind of Scarface-y. She was like, it was all a dream until it wasn't. I'm like, so profound, bitch. And then we see Dolores tell Teresa that there's problems with her brother, and obviously we assume that it's Melissa and Joe because we mm-hmm. all know that this is Melissa's fucking bullshit storyline for this season, that her and Joe are having problems. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm calling it now.
Fake.
Reunion, Joe and I are in the best place we've ever been. Watch it happen. This is her baby storyline. Remember last season,
and
I want to have a
sister.
Last season, I think I want to have a baby. The season before, I think I have a sister
bullshit
somewhere. This is her storyline this season.
Just fight with Teresa. That's all we want.
I know. That's all we want. Well, we think we get a bit of that.
Great.
It better not be just that one fucking episode that we see. Mm. It probably is, isn't it?
Probably.
Oh, there's such teasers. Teresa's telling someone on the phone, presumably her brother Joe, that they were at some restaurant and the restaurant owner asked Melissa for her number and they've been texting all day. I'm assuming this is when the girls go to Lake George, right?
Probably, yeah.
So it's soon, soon, soon. Joe and Melissa are arguing. Teresa goes on a date. Jennifer's smashed and passes out face first on some concrete. I want to see that over and over again.
She really did plop and I was like, oh, good thing your husband's a plastic surgeon.
I know, but can he do teeth? Because if she fucking breaks her teeth, their prob's fake, whatevs. Oh, yeah. Then the one that spins me out is a little clip we get of Dolores being pissed at everyone.
Yeah, who's she pissed at?
I have no idea, but she's pissed at everyone by the sounds of that.
I can't wait.
I love it. When she, because she reserved getting pissed off.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, this is going to be juicy, right? Yeah. It fucking better be. Jackie's screaming again. I'm like, you know what, Jackie? I'm on your side right now, but.
Oh, we'll lose her.
If you're just blubbering and crying and screaming at everyone, I'm not going to give a fuck. I'm going to be like, you know what? Toughen up, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer gets gossip from some chick that Joe Gorga didn't pay a bill to her husband. I'm like,
I don't care about that.
He's a builder. Like, there's always going to be gripes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't fucking be ragging on my Joe. Just yet. Unless you've got evidence, I want to see receipts.
Yeah.
I want to know how big this bill is. Because if you're like, it's a 2.5 grand bill and your husband did a sloppy job, or it's like 60 days owing instead of 30 days owing, I don't give a fuck.
We're in a post-binder world. We need receipts for everything.
I need a binder. Yeah. Yep, that's it. 100%. And then Joe Gorga screams and slams the table like he's the fucking Hulk. That she's sticking up for Joe, her husband, ex-husband Joe, and that he put his mother in an early grave. But he does that screamy thing where it's like at the back of his throat. And it's the same way he screamed at his dad on their first season when, and again, screaming about because of fucking Joe Judice, whatever, when he screams and goes, you're my fucking father.
Yeah.
But he does it in that like back of the throat thing. It was fucking epic. I think that's it. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. That's my notes.
That's it.
So good.
Such a good app.
So
Such
fucking
app.
Delicious.
Loved it.
Okay, so what are your overall thoughts?
I think we're for a good season.
I know. I'm wondering how many eps we're getting, but because a couple of these shows, we've had like 12 episodes and then we're done.
Well, I was worried that Below Deck would be short and they cut that short, but we've still got like 18 episodes.
Yeah, that was a lot.
So, and it was good.
Speaking of short and sweet, what did you think about the last reunion episode of Salt Lake City?
I wasn't that into it.
What is wrong with you, you fucking dick?
I don't know. My
episode 2 reunion of Salt Lake City was fucking everything.
I missed the last 10 minutes and I haven't even gone back to finish it.
Okay, I do not understand you because to me, this is probably the best reunion episode ever.
Yeah, I'll go back to
it. Go back and watch it.
I was just a bit like over those boring brunette girls that are twins that I don't like.
I know. I just thought for like, how much did we love Potomac? How shit was the reunion?
Yes.
The three of them. They weren't that great. Mm. The reunion for Salt Lake, I'm like, I had no idea you bitches had this much to argue about. This is fantastic.
I was thinking, like, I wish I would have gotten some of the arguments on the show.
Yes, but exactly. Yeah. And I think it, to me, it's because I feel like the show ended quickly.
Mm.
I mean, I thought this reunion was like they knocked it out of the park.
All right, well, I'll go revisit that.
I thought she was jam-packed.
Yeah, all right.
With the and I think also because, as you said, we didn't get this kind of, I guess, disagreement / arguing in the shows as much. Like we all got Jen screaming her fucking nut off at everyone. But we didn't get – like they were all very polite during the season and now they're like the gloves are off and I'm like totally surprised.
I think once they get on TV and they start getting the tweets and the reaction from fans, they become different people.
Oh, Heather's totally feeling herself and I'm fucking here for it.
I love Heather.
Because she didn't feel shit for herself and I'm like, bitch, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And you're living in this – and I'm sorry – one of the things they said in the reunion was something about that some people feel that Mormonism is a cult. I'm like, yeah, everyone that's not a Mormon. Like, hello? It is a cult. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Look, I am fascinated by Scientology. I listen to everything. I had no idea.
I took one of those Scientology quizzes where they – say they're determining what your personality is and then they tell you you're a shit human.
Of course.
And that you have to sign up to become
better. Of course. So I'm obsessed with the Leah Remini.
Yes.
And so I've Funnily enough, I haven't read her book, which is so dumb because I've watched every episode of The Aftermath. I've listened to every episode of her podcast. I listen to every podcast she's on.
You got
to
read that book.
I am so fast. I've read, of course, the first Dianetics.
Okay.
I didn't even want to – look, I didn't want to buy it because I didn't want the Scientology emails. So I made a friend of mine who's at uni borrow it from the uni library because one of my friends went into the Scientology place to buy it.
Yeah.
And they're like – he's like, I gave cash because he's like, I didn't want to pay with my card. I didn't want to – and they were asking for his personal, like, can we get your email address? He's like, no, I just want the book. Here's the cash.
No, they want to destroy
it. It was
a
pain in the ass for them to take his cash. Like, he's like, I had to go into another room that was off that room, so there was no other way out. But it was like the IKEA. Fucking you've got to go. Dead. There's like one entrance, and you can yeah.
Scary.
He's like, it was a pain in the ass for them to sell him the book. Yeah. But he's like, I wasn't fucking leaving without it. He's like, I literally was like, I don't need change. We got to get you change. I don't need change. Consider it a donation. I don't need change. He's like, I just want to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my only point of reference is the Book of Mormon musical.
Oh, God bless. I find cults fascinating. Yeah. Like, you know, Jonestown, all that shit.
I'll come back to that reunion episode then.
Yeah, do.
And there's a part three coming, right?
There is a part three.
Well, I'll go in fresh and
there is a part three. At least, like, because you've watched it, you don't want to, like, drag it all out. Just, like, you know, skip bits, but okay.
Finish what you were saying.
I can't fucking remember what I was going to say, but this is epic. I cannot wait. Oh my God, I can't wait. Living. Bye.
Bye.